this week's Essential House Radio Show.
Follow us on Twitter at EssentialHSE.
We recently caught up with Horse Meat Disco, recently chatted to them, and here's our little chat with Horse Meat Disco.
Essential House.
So how did the name Horse Meat Disco come about?
The name Horse Meat Disco came about because I was cleaning the house one day and there was a stack of newspapers. And one of the headlines was horse meat discovered in salami, but it was kind of covered over. So I just said Horse Meat Disco. And I thought that's a great name for a party. And it was like 10 years ago, there was like another horse meat scandal. But I guess because it was in salami and not Finder's Crispy Pancakes, no one really cared. So it was a good name. It just meant nothing, but it kind of had this kind of sort of seedy, kind of sleazy undertone. Taboo. Yeah.
Great. Oh, brilliant. I mean, you're onto the new CD we brought out with Strut as well, and it's been 2 years since your last CD. What have you been doing since the last one came out? Have you been out and about touring, or are you just concentrating purely on your own parties?
It was a bit of both, really. I mean, four of us DJing, and we're always kind of all over the place, so sometimes it's kind of hard just to get us all in the same room, but I guess I just wanted to take a little break from it for a while and just kind of continue touring, have a go at doing some stuff in the studio and that kind of thing, so
So your album, there's quite a few tracks on there from Sunburst Band, Joey Negro, to a lot of older stuff as well, some stuff that people might not have heard of. Whereabouts and how do you source all the music for your albums and the mixes?
We're just kind of keen diggers, so like wherever we go, is, you know, one of the first places we try and find out is a record shop. So, you know, it's just a kind of a product of years and years of buying records, collecting records, playing them out, and being quite obsessive about, you know, sort of old music, I suppose.
Right. So is that how the compilation or the track came along with Joey Negro, the Candid for Love, on there as well? Because you're both very, very keen, avid vinyl collectors.
Yeah, and actually that's one of one song that we just absolutely love. You know, I mean, the original sort of starts with the sun's bursting out on a Sunday morning, and our party's on a Sunday, so it's always quite a great record down at the club, and just it's just a classic record, beautifully produced, and a great song. And I think Dave felt the same about it, so he thought, well, let's do something for World Record Day, and that's how that came about, really.
So you mentioned your parties on a Sunday as well. They seem to be going strength to strength. What do you think the formula? Why do you think your parties have pulled so many people, and why do you think they've gained such a good reputation?
Oh God, I don't know. I mean, I guess it was sort of the right kind of party at the right kind of time, and I guess kind of, you know, people always love disco, and you know, it's not rocket science playing kind of, you know, disco music to a gay crowd. It's, you know, exactly sort of challenging them more. So it's not like sort of playing drum and bass or dub or reggae or something. So, you know, it kind of knew that it would work. But I guess it's the formula. Who knows? I mean, the right kind of crowds, the right kind of energy, the right venue. I guess all those sort of things kind of come together to make a great party. I think also we you know, from early on, we booked quite a lot of international DJs. I think for a lot of DJs, it's always been their kind of dream to play some disco in a gay club. So they kind of came, they sort of had a great time, went away and talked about it. So we ended up with a lot of people who just, you know, would be in town on a Sunday and just really wanted to play. So I think that's kind of how the reputation kind of spread. And, you know, people just, you know, have a good time there. And that's what a party is, you know, sort of bringing in all kinds of different people, especially on the gay scene. For a long time, it was all about, you know, this is a club for sort of the muscle queens, you know, the kind of the circuit parties, or this is spares, or this is the alternative people. And so, well, you know, let's just do something that brings everyone together. And I think disco is quite a good leveler in that respect.
Brilliant. So when you do your parties on a Sunday, do all years get back together, or will there still be obviously different members of Horse Meat Disco dotted all over the world?
That's usually the case. I mean, sometimes, you know, if we're sort of playing in Europe, we do try and get back on a Sunday, and it's definitely a lot easier to get back on a Sunday from a Saturday night gig. But you know, some of us can't be there sort of every week. I mean, it's quite exhausting sort of doing a weekly party.
Yeah.
So, you know, usually we have like a couple of residents play, or we have a guest or something. So, you know, I like to try and be there as much as I can. You know, it's my baby, and, you know, I still love being there and sort of meeting the people and dancing and stuff. So, yeah.
So when you're out, not out and about touring or even doing your own parties, what do you do? Where do you go for nights out? Do you still, do you go visit the same type of clubs, or do you just listen and just literally create, dig for new music?
I mean, I don't, to be honest, I don't go out a huge amount anymore. I mean, I guess if you're sort of DJing sort of 2-3 nights a week, the last thing you want to do on a night off is go and go to another club. And, you know, I guess the older I get, the pickier I get about music, and the less kind of excited I get about just sort of being out and about. I mean, nowadays I've got, you know, more middle-aged pursuits like badminton and that kind of thing, really. But you know, I'm just sort of privileged in a way to have a job where you can, you know, travel the world and, you know, socialise and go to great parties. So, you know, you know, if I'm not working, I tend to kind of, you know, get into a box set or something.
That sounds familiar. When you're not in a club, you just want to chill out.
Exactly. I'm just, you know, I'm getting a bit older. I mean, you know, I am the youngest one of the Horse Media Disco guys, but, you know, we're not getting any younger.
Yeah, I know the same feeling, mate. I'm exactly the same. So obviously you've got this CD. The CD's going to be out and about very shortly for people to get their hands on. What's planned? What have you got in the pipeline? Are you going to be going back in the studio with more artists, perhaps like say Joey Negro? Are you going to be working on the next part of the album? What's next for Horse Meat Disco?
We have been sort of like going into the studio, but like I said before, it's kind of quite hard to get all of us kind of together. You know, some of us are, a couple of us might be from the States or Australia or something, so it is hard to get sort of back. But that's kind of what we'd like to try and do. I think it's the last sort of thing that, you know, also we're just going to do is, like, you know, put out some original music. And we have been working on some stuff, and I guess sort of none of us being musicians is quite hard, or, you know, it's hard to get that kind of sort of faith in your work that a lot of other sort of musicians and artists have. You know, we're first and foremost DJs, so, you know, I'm sure we'll be continuing to DJ around, you know, all over the place. We've got our residencies in Berlin, got our residency in New York, and a quite heavy sort of touring schedule. And of course, you know, some of the Eagle will continue. You know, we're into our 12th year now, so, and it doesn't look like there's any kind of let up in people's appetite for it. So, you know, I guess more of the same.
Brilliant. So whereabouts can people get the album from, whereabouts can people buy it from, and where can people find more information on yourself, Horse Meat Disco?
Well, the album, I'm sure you can get it most good stockists, and it's up on iTunes as well. So, you know, places like FOP or you know, iTunes, independent record shops. I know it's in Sonica and a lot of other small independent shops around the place. So it's quite easy to get hold of. And as for getting information on us, some of us have some mixes up on SoundCloud. I know myself and Luke Howard have quite a lot. You can sort of search us on SoundCloud or Mixcloud and these kind of things. So there's lots of things up online. Also, we do a radio show on Rinse FM every Sunday, 1-3, and that's always podcasted, so you can download the podcast. And I don't know, keep your eyes open, you'll probably see us at a festival over the summer or a disco near you.
Check out EssentialHouseRadioShow.com for all the latest information on the show.
Wanted to say thanks to Horse Meat Disco there for taking time out and chatting to us. I'm going to go in the mix with them right now till the end of this week's Essential House Radio Show.
The Essential House Radio Show guest mix. Well, I missed this telephone.